This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Vocational high schools, where kids can learn hard skills like welding or plumbing or auto repair, have for years been seen as something of a lesser form of education, siphoning some kids off to do blue-collar work while other kids are encouraged to go off to college and higher income and higher status jobs. Things are, however, changing. Vocational schools are focusing much more now on preparing students for higher education. So today and tomorrow, we're going to take a look at one high school just outside Boston that is redefining what it means to be a vocational school. Emily Hanford has that story.
At Minuteman High School in Lexington, students can learn traditional trades like carpentry, plumbing, and welding. They can also learn video game design, engineering, and biotechnology.
I think I found the heart.
Yeah, the heart is underneath here.
Students wearing white lab coats are dissecting dogfish.
Will we have to cut the liver out?
No.
At Minuteman, students spend half their time in career and technical classes and half their time in academic courses. The school has about 650 students. More than half of them will go to college. This is not the way things were when Principal Ernest Houle went to vocational school back in the 1980s.
The highest level of math I ever had in high school was in Algebra 1, and that only happened my sophomore year because it fit in the schedule.
Houle learned welding, and after high school, he worked for years as a welder.
It wasn't until I went to become a teacher and I realized that not being offered the classes during high school made it more difficult for me when I got into the college arena.
Back then, vocational education wasn't intended to prepare students like Houle for higher education. In fact, the 1917 law that first authorized federal funding for vocational ed in the United States explicitly described it as preparation for occupations not requiring a bachelor's degree.
The early vocational education was driven by a philosophy of fitting people to their probable destinies.
Jim Stone is director of the National Research Center for Career and Technical Education. He says vocational ed was controversial from the start.
Kids from poor communities, poor families, were tracked off into becoming the worker bees.
And when states began judging schools by test scores, it became clear that vocational programs weren't preparing kids academically. To survive, vocational ed had to change, says Dave Ferreira, executive director of the Massachusetts Association of Vocational Administrators.
What we wanted to do was to create a student who was able to go out into the field, but also college ready, a student who could get accepted to a four-year college or university if that's what they wanted to do.
Massachusetts has been especially successful at this. Students at regional vocational high schools do as well on the state English tests as students at traditional high schools, and they do nearly as well on math. And many students and parents say vocational high schools have advantages over traditional high schools because they focus on more than just getting kids to college.
Being an engineer myself, I like the fact that schools like this sort of cater to making an actual living.
Nijan Datar has two sons. They'd been going to private school, but when it was time to choose a high school, Minuteman stood out. This is his son, Sean.
When you think about it, you want to know what you want to do, and you want to be sure of it by the time you go to college, because you don't want to get like $50,000 in debt to like get a major that you're not going to utilize or like you're not even going to enjoy what comes after that.
At Minuteman, Sean is majoring in robotics. His older brother, Brandon, did environmental technology. Now Brandon's at the Colorado School of Mines, working on a bachelor's degree in geological engineering. And listen to what he'd already learned in high school.
Wildlife, wastewater, drinking water, site assessments, geology, hydrogeology, marine science.
By the time he graduated, he had several licenses and certificates. If he'd wanted to get a good job right out of high school, he probably could have. Minuteman graduate Alice Ofria did. Ofria hops out of a truck at the end of a dirt road in Billerica, Massachusetts.
When we do the samples, we get them directly from the main, so we usually open a hydrant here.
Ofria's a lab technician for the town's drinking water department, a job she got because of an internship through Minuteman. On this rainy spring day, she's collecting water samples, and she's making nearly $28 an hour.
Most of my friends are like waitresses or work at like as a secretary somewhere, at like a tanning salon, stuff like that.
But Ofria, who's now 23, just bought a new truck and went on a vacation to Puerto Rico. And that $28 an hour job, it helped a lot when it came to college tuition. She just graduated from UMass Boston with a bachelor's degree in environmental science.
Vocational school is where it's at, to put it bluntly.
Some politicians and advocates for low-income students are skeptical. They worry vocational ed is still tracking too many kids to work rather than college. But here's the thing. A lot of kids don't want to go to college. We'll have more on that tomorrow. I'm Emily Hanford for Marketplace.
Emily's story is part of an hour-long documentary about vocational education. It's produced by American Radio Works. You can find a link to it at our website. It's marketplace.org.